This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department posting a $100,000 reward after a man is seen on surveillance video walking up to a cruiser in Compton Saturday night and shooting two deputies, both now expected to survive. President Trump spoke of the incident at a rally in Nevada last night.
When a vicious criminal walked up to their vehicle and shot them at point blank range. Tonight we send our love and our support to their families.
President Trump will get a first-hand look at the devastation caused by massive wildfires ravaging western states today when he visits some of that devastation in California. The fires have left nearly 40 people dead in that state as well as Oregon and Washington. The president also has a campaign fundraiser in Arizona this evening. And this is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tropical Storm Sally is gaining strength and could become a Category 1 or even 2 hurricane before it makes landfall late tonight or early tomorrow, somewhere along Louisiana or Mississippi, where Governor Tate Reeves has told residents the time to get out is now. This resident of the St. Bernard Parish outside New Orleans, Louisiana, is getting out without having to be told.
You don't want to have a child or an elderly person or a disabled person without power for a few days, and that is going to be expected.
U.S. House members get back to work today on Capitol Hill after a month-long recess. While another coronavirus stimulus package remains a goal, hope for that becoming a reality before the election is now fading. Jerry Seinfeld teaming up with New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer to try to save performance venues. They're proposing the Save Our Stages Act, which would allocate $10 billion in federal funding to small businesses that produce live events. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's official that Kanye West will not appear on the Wisconsin ballot for president this November after he did miss the deadline for filing papers by 14 seconds. A judge saying the clock rang five times at the moment 5 p.m. arrived on that day, the judge equating it to a clock striking midnight. West's campaign argued, however, it actually had until 5:01 p.m. to file the paperwork. It's arguing the Wisconsin Elections Commission also interfered by locking the doors at exactly 5 o'clock. Nintendo is bringing back one of the first successful gaming devices from the 1980s. The gaming company announcing it's bringing back an updated version of the game and watch device. Originally, users could only play one game per handheld device, but with this update, they can now play three: Super Mario Bros. Ball, and Super Mario Bros. The Lost Levels, all on one device. And audiophiles know that vinyl has seen a resurgence in recent years, while CD sales have continued to decline. But this is a new Record Industry Association of America report, which says records have finally outsold CDs for the first time since 1986, accounting for $232.1 million in music sales through the first 6 months of this year. CDs brought in about $130 million. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. Michael Anton is with us, the author of the most scathing, memorable, and quoted essay of the 2016 campaign season, The Flight 93 Election, which even Rush Limbaugh called one of the greatest columns ever written, now explains in depth why the stakes have risen even higher in his brand new book, The Stakes, America at a Point of No Return. Michael Anton, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
The headline, well, the title of your book sounds rather dire, but when you break down the consequences and what lies before us, I agree with you. I think we could be at that tipping point where there's no coming back.
Well, I thought we were last time. I did think that if it had happened last time, it would have happened more or less calmly and peacefully. And I think that the left and the Democrats and the ruling class and the oligarchs, all of which is explained in the book, expected to happen. I think one of the reasons why we've had such a tumultuous now nearly 4 years since the last election is people who run the country and all of its institutions and hold all the power thought that they had finally achieved a point at which their power would be permanent and unassailable, and that the 2016 election would be a cakewalk. There's no way Hillary Clinton could lose. It would be a kind of mixture of an Obama third term and maybe a Bill Clinton third term, and then they would have an electoral lock given demographic change and other realities, and the power to amnesty and things like that, that would be unassailable. And they didn't expect to lose, and it was a shock to the system. You know, it's like a kid on Christmas morning who thinks he's getting a bike. He's just certain he's getting a bike. He knows. He's even seen the bike in the garage out of the corner of his eye, and he finally sees a little box under the tree, and he opens it up, and it's socks. That's the way they felt. They could not believe it. It was outrage. It was a kind of disappointment, is too light a word, that caused a kind of mass psychosis, and that has been present throughout, and it has obviously played out even more dramatically and destructively in 2020. And so not only do they think that, you know, they can win this election, they can keep power forever, but now they're in a much more vengeful mood than I think they were in 2016, and that's why this election is even more crucial than that one.
Yeah, how do you run a country with that kind of resistance?
You can't. It's very hard. I mean, look, I think the president has done a good job. If I address this in my book, and some people have misinterpreted it to say that I am disappointed in the president. No, but I have heard some carping from some of the president's supporters to say, you know, Trump said he'd get us this, 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 and this, and this, and he didn't do everything. You know, he hasn't fulfilled every single promise. To which I say, well, think about this. Leave aside the fact that every power center other than the White House is controlled by the president's enemies. The media, the universities, the foundations, big corporations. I mean, you name it. Every power center in this country is controlled by the president's enemies. The one thing he has is the White House and nominally the executive branch. And even then, the vast majority of the executive branch is populated by unelected bureaucrats who live in D.C. or the D.C. area. Remember, D.C. was, I think, 94% for Hillary
right.
in the way it voted. And they oppose his agenda, and they can't be fired. It's very difficult, let us say, to fire them, and can either slow roll him or defy him. So it's very, very hard for him to implement his agenda in the system that we have now. And I think given those constraints and all this resistance, I think he's done a great job and absolutely has earned the support of Republicans and the people who crossed party lines and voted for him the last time for a second term.
Exactly. Well, Michael, as you say, how this all began and how, with each successive week or month or year, as the veil is being pulled back on this coup that was attempted on a legally elected president. I mean, talk about being in the dark and being beat up. And then all of a sudden somebody flashes the light and you find out that some of the people with bats that are beating you up belong supposedly to your own party.
You use the word coup. I mean, they're being much more open about it now. They won't use the word, but there's talk from no less than Joe Biden himself, the president's opponent, about getting the military to drag the president out of the Oval Office on January 20th, out of the White House on January 20th. It's like they know or fear they're going to lose. Now, the Democratic Party and the Biden campaign projects an aura of supreme confidence. We're way ahead in the polls. Trump's a failure. We can't lose. Blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Right? But people who are genuinely that confident of success don't leak stories to the press about a contested outcome in which they need to use the military to regain power. Mm-hmm. You only leak a story like that to the press if you fear that may happen and you want to assure that you get your guy in there at all costs and you want to get the public ready for that. Then the other reason is, of course, they want to say that whatever happens, if there's some kind of struggle, it'll be Trump's fault. They want to blame Trump in advance and get that story into the public mind. And there's been a lot of comment. You know, Hillary Clinton publicly saying Joe Biden should not concede under any circumstances. Really?
Right.
Any circumstances. A 50-state landslide? I don't think that's likely to happen, but that's a circumstance. I mean, this just tears at the legitimacy of our democracy and of our electoral system. And, of course, when they do that, they always accuse the president and his supporters of doing it. I can't repeat this line often enough. Tucker Carlson says almost every night on his show, whatever they accuse you of doing, that's what they're doing.
Exactly. Well, it was like another columnist had an epiphany moment, and that's what she said. You know, she says, I finally have come to the conclusion that anything the Democrats accuse the Republicans of are the very thing that they themselves are doing. And this is what we said with Hillary Clinton during the 2016 run. That's exactly what happened. The very thing that she brought up in terms of, and even the question that was tossed up to Donald Trump during the debate, if you'll recall, would he accept the results of the election? Remember that?
Yes, and he had a sensible answer that was twisted to mean that, no, I won't, not if I lose. What he meant was, I'm not going to accept it just because somebody on TV says at 10 o'clock on election night, it's all over. I want to see the count. I want to know if there was fraud. I'll look at it, right? Well, Hillary Clinton, to her credit, that's a phrase you're not going to hear me say very often, accepted the outcome on election night 2016 when she lost a number of states that she was certain she was going to win by fairly close votes, but still by in the tens of thousands of votes. So I think it was 70,000 here and 50,000 there. Now, remember, the Florida recount in 2000 came down to 500 votes out of, I forgot how many million cast in that state. That is that's a statistical improbability so high that it was a fluke. And elections can be swung by recounts and ballot challenges and things if there's a 500-vote margin. Nobody swings an election on a 50,000-vote margin. This is why Stacey Abrams' oft-repeated claim that she is the governor of Georgia, yeah, the legitimate governor of Georgia, even though she lost by 50,000 votes, is such nonsense. I think they want to get into the public mind in advance the notion that if it's a Joe Biden loss, the outcome will be illegitimate, that if they can only manage to count long enough and harvest ballots long enough and say, oh, more ballots are still coming in through the mail, they'll put Biden over the top. So it's in their interest to confuse the issue in advance and then keep the issue open long enough to secure a Biden victory by whatever means.
Exactly.
And the Florida example, I have to say, is the only, I'm no election expert, so don't hold me to this, but it's the only prominent example I can think of where in a close election and the thing goes into a recount and drags out for weeks or months or however long, the Republican comes out on top.
Exactly. We've got more from Michael Anton after the break. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Right here, right now.
Bill Martinez.
Independent. We are 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and our conversation with Michael Anton continues. His new book, The Stakes, America at the Point of No Return. I will say up front, Michael, the book is available at all the usual places, right?
It is, and yes, absolutely.
And we're going to link it on our website, too, at BillMartinezLive.com. Michael, right on the other side, before the break, you were talking about this whole situation that's going on, the confusion that the Democrats love to create. They've done this time and again. I saw it happen in Southern California, where I was born and raised, where there was a swing of as many 30,000 votes. I mean, the people went to sleep. They said, okay, well, the seven districts that were traditional Republican districts were solid. They've been reelected. But then the Democrats say, oh, no, we have more. And so within a week, they've manufactured some 30,000 votes as a result of ballot harvesting and God only knows what. And those seven districts in one voting cycle was turned around, Michael. That's unheard of statistically.
Well, that's something that the California state legislature authorized. Ballot harvesting is rife with fraud, and everybody knows it. This illustrates one of the themes of my book that concerns me the most. It's never enough for the left, right? California is already a one-party state. The Republicans have no purchase or relevance in Sacramento at all. They hold no statewide offices. Yes, there are a handful of Republicans left in the congressional delegation, but you know they don't have a whole lot of power there either. But it's not enough. They have to get rid of everybody, right? As long as there's one Republican left. I mean, they're really shooting for a complete one-party state where Republican ideas, Republican voters don't matter, have absolutely no say. And they won't stop until they get that. I mean, that Orange County wipeout through what I presume to be massive fraud, the way the ballots come in at the last minute, people just show up in trucks and go, I can turn this race, shows that won't stop until they have it all. But it also shows that they're playing with fire, because what happens in at least two ways. First, what happens is it reduces confidence in people's confidence in the legitimacy of the electoral system, right? People just say, I know the vote's rigged. Then they think the government is rigged. The government isn't fair. It's not like you go and you have an honest contest and somebody wins and so you have to compromise. They give up, and or they sort of seethe with resentment that they know is a rigged system that pays no attention to them and hates them. And that destroys confidence in the electoral system and ultimately in the legitimacy of the state, which if the left wants to maintain power for a long time, it should be concerned about, that it's ripping at the roots of its own legitimacy. And I don't see evidence that they are. And the other problem, too, is one-party states are terribly inefficient. Yeah. They tend to crack from their own contradictions. They're never challenged. The people in power never have to deal with an opposing argument. They become insular and cocooned, and they give in to all of their worst and most radical instincts among their base. And one-party states, as we've seen around the rest of the world, tend to fail sooner rather than later, or they just hobble along from one crisis to the next and never accomplish anything. So, this is an example of be careful what you wish for. I don't actually think it's in the progressive left's best interests to, A, undermine the legitimacy of the electoral system and therefore of the government, and to, B, be a one-party state where they never face any kind of significant challenge. Because in politics, as in everything else, we all get better from legitimate criticism. If you go through life in a job and anything, if you go through school, and it's one thing to get good grades throughout school because you always turn in good work. But what happens when teachers are just giving you an A for bad work over and over again? It's making you worse. And that's the sense of what one party rule does. They do whatever they want and they never receive any criticism and everything gets worse.
Well, I like what Jordan Peterson had to say about that we can be so ideologically fixed that we render ourselves stupid.
And, you know, that's what happens. You know, you silo yourself. You're not listening to the other side. Your blade gets dull. What do you think, Michael, in terms of the life expectancy of these one-party states? I mean, they have to cycle out eventually. And I got to believe that based on what's happening in Portland and the streets of America and these democratically controlled states, that they could be coming to a rude conclusion here and awakening by the voter politics saying, you know what? This doesn't work. You know, the king is naked.
I'm skeptical of that just because you'd think that if the voters were concerned about it, that some survival instinct would have kicked in a long time ago. And a lot of these places have been pretty wretched for a long time. And also, you know, as a political scientist, which is my trade and my training, I suppose, it's a pretty well-established fact that how you vote, the highest correlative with how you vote, isn't what you think of issues. It's just demographic. It's who you are. And this holds true for both parties, right? So if you come from a region or from a family or a demographic group or a religion or whatever that's traditionally voted Republican and or traditionally voted Democratic, you just tend to do that down the generations without thinking too much about, well, this guy has this position on this. The people who decide on the issues, who truly are thinking about things through a kind of policy lens, they're a narrow slice in the middle of the electorate. So I don't have a whole lot of hope there until and unless things get so bad that there's a fundamental realignment, which we've still not seen yet.
Right.
My book talks about the possibility of a fundamental realignment owing to Trump. We may be at the beginnings of it, but it's also possible that the 2020 election could snuff that out. And I try to end on a somewhat hopeful note by Trump victory could produce this kind of realignment that the country really needs.
Mm-hmm. Michael, I have anticipated cautiously that this could be so profound, this election, in terms of the results, that there could be such a landslide for Trump and the Republican Party that, and hopefully the Republican Party, because I think there's been some clearance of some of the old guard, the rhino Republicans, that have really hurt the context of what Donald Trump's agenda has been trying to affect, that if there is such a resounding landslide, that we might be able to attack some serious things that have been beleaguering this country for a long time, like our debt and entitlement.
Well, I mean, I'd love to see a landslide. I'm not hoping for a landslide because I think the situation is precarious and the election's close. I'm just hoping for a win. A win
yes.
would be good enough for me. In terms of things like debts and entitlement, I mean, I agree that those have got to be addressed down the line, but this is going to be a needle that this new Republican or emerging realignment, should it happen, will have to thread. Because one thing we know, Trump voters enthusiastically and Trump's core base, his core supporters, enthusiastically support the basic social safety net that's in place. And you know, remember, Trump won by saying, I'm not going to touch your Social Security and your Medicare. And had he campaigned against those programs, he certainly, I think, would not have won Michigan, Wisconsin, or Pennsylvania.
Right.
And it may have even hurt him in other places that he won fairly comfortably, such as Ohio. So these things have to be addressed, but I don't think they're our first-order problems right now. Our first-order problem is to get the economy back into a place or a shape where it serves everybody, where the economy of the United States is not just tech and finance and the services sector and, you know, forgetting all about middle America and manufacturing and that. We have to get the economy back on a footing where it's serving everyone, where, you know, to borrow the hackneyed but still useful John F. Kennedy phrase, where the rising tide truly is lifting all boats and not just lifting mega yachts in Manhattan and, you know, in the Hudson Bay and in San Francisco Bay, because that's all that's happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
If we can do that, we have to do that first because it's the right thing to do and because people need to be helped, but also there won't be political support to fix Social Security and entitlements until and unless middle Americans feel more economically secure. You can't go to them now and say, your wages have been falling since 1970, your steel mill closed or your hospital wing shut down, and so you're laid off and you have no prospect for getting a job again. Oh, and by the way, we're going to cut or take away your Social Security and restrict access to doctors through Medicare. No one's going to vote for that program.
Right, exactly.
Until and unless they feel like their lives are getting better, we're all in it together, and this is going to be a problem that every sector of American society solves together.
Michael Anton, Michael, how can they get their hands on your book?
Well, Amazon. Amazon, as much as I hate to say it, because I'm fairly anti-Bezos as the world's biggest oligarch and censor and owner of the horrible propaganda rag, the Washington Post. Nonetheless, he does control something like 80% of the book market. So that's the easiest way, but it also should be in whatever bookstores are left after the Amazon takeover of the book market.
Without a doubt. Well, Michael, thanks again for the time. Appreciate it. Take care.
All right, bye.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible. These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your new mortgage or refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department posting a $100,000 reward after a man is seen on surveillance video walking up to a cruiser in Compton Saturday night and shooting two deputies, both now expected to survive. President Trump spoke of the incident at a rally in Nevada last night.
When a vicious criminal walked up to their vehicle and shot them at point blank range. Tonight we send our love and our support to their families.
President Trump will get a first-hand look at the devastation caused by massive wildfires ravaging western states today when he visits some of that devastation in California. The fires have left nearly 40 people dead in that state as well as Oregon and Washington. The president also has a campaign fundraiser in Arizona this evening. And this is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
America, Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Well, you know, as we've been talking about this COVID-19 relief bill, amazing that this thing is being drug out. Obviously, Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats see some advantage in dragging this out. I mean, some have been so... I don't know how you want to call it, but so political and just saying that really it's all about the politics and Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats do not want to see a victory for Donald Trump. See, this goes back to what George Washington warned us about, you know, the political party system, what it would do in terms of dividing us, that we cannot seem to consider doing something that is right by the American people, something that's needed. I mean, this is the thing that's being greatly overlooked. I would dare say that if the Congress people were suffering as their constituents, and by that I mean that they were not being paid, That problem might get resolved a lot faster, don't you think? But the fact is, they still get paid. Nancy Pelosi can still get her hair done while nobody else can in certain areas of the country. You know, the double standard is, it wouldn't be so bad. It was just a double standard. We have triple and quadruple standards. I mean, it is amazing how the American people are mistreated, and especially when it comes down to something like this, because we have real families, real people, people who had jobs before this came about, and here we are. Because of their leadership, and really this is their leadership, we find ourselves so oppressed. And as we were talking with Bob Bupre, the former Colorado congressman earlier, the challenge, and also with Phil Hotzenpiller, is we're being conditioned. I mean, we're being worked in this, and it makes you wonder, okay, if this is where it is now, what's it going to be 5 years, 10 years down the road? What's the next shoe to drop, and how many more of our liberties will we have to surrender to this ruling class elite that believes they know better and somehow feel like they are above the law? They're their own law unto themselves. I mean, really? I mean, this is what it's all about, and this is how we're abused. But the amazing thing, when I say really, is that, you know, we keep voting them back into office. They do us no favors. They do a lousy job. And kind of amazing how much scrutiny is put on President Trump. And I would dare say that if we put an equal amount of scrutiny, or even somewhat close to the same scrutiny as we do on the President of the United States, what would happen with our legislature? What would happen with Congress and the Senate? Would there be changes there? You know, would the pressure be so intense on these senators and congressmen that maybe they would just choose to go out and retire? And maybe, just maybe, after everything is all said and done, there might be enough intestinal fortitude and courage by the voter politic to say, look, we want term limits once and for all. No way. No way we're going to put up with this. You know, career politicians is really, it's an anathema to the success of what this Democratic Republic is all about. It was never designed to be this way, and I would dare say that our founding fathers, as they would say proverbially, are rolling in their graves at what has happened with the vision that they had for America and this ruling class that we have to deal with. But, hey, such is the nature of man, is you always have these power struggles, and there always wants to be leaders, and there are some that will do whatever it takes, no matter what. They will cheat, they will lie, they will utilize, like many politicians, they will utilize the people's money to buy votes, which I think is uncanny, the way they've been able to do this. I mean, think about it. You know, they promise something they're not fully in control of, but they have some influence, and they go in and they buy, they convince you know, a portion of the body politic, oh, I've got this for you, I'll do this for you. And, yeah, you may champion, they may be the one to champion the cause, but how many of those actual promises that are made at your expense do they follow up on? This is why Congress has such a low approval rating, because they're not doing the people's bidding, and they convince the people that, well, you need to understand, yes, I've championed this, but it didn't happen, you know, and but you still need to reelect me, because if you give me another 2 years or 6 years, you know, I'll do better next time, and we're real close. It's just around the corner, you know, so we'll make sure that your vote really does count. Just give me your vote. And you know, in addition to that, they just count on the reality that, you know, people are busy. You know, they're not, this is not a full-time job for them to sit there and hold their elected officials to the fire. But because it's not a full-time job, it's also what makes it so important to vote. You know, the fact that we have so many people out there who register to vote and then do not vote is just beyond the pale. Particularly, you know, which really drives me nuts, being a man of faith, according to Craig Huey with electionforum.org, is that we'll only have 50% of people of faith, people who attend church on Sunday and Saturday, only 50% will register to vote. And of that 50%, only 50% of those will actually vote. Well, you know, I know you hear every election cycle, this is the most important election cycle of our lifetime. And I really believe more so than ever, as Bob Bupre said, because of what's lying in the balance here. If the Democrats are able to take over. I mean, forget about all these investigations that are taking place. Forget about your Second Amendment right. You know, just go right on down. The Supreme Court will be overrun. The Democrats have already given you an indication that they will fill the court. We'll have 12, 13 justices. They will load it up in such a way that it will be just about impossible for the Republicans and conservative thought to be represented in our government. And the Democrats are fighting, and I say the Democrats, and I use that term loosely because it's not any longer the Democrats. It's really the Marxists that have taken over this country. They're fighting tooth and nail, and they see the underbelly of America and our vulnerability, and they're going full force into it. And like they've done in the past, because they are progressives, they just take, you know, they take property an inch at a time, gradually and consistently. And this is why we are here today, because they moved early on to take over our educational system, and they pretty well have gotten a chokehold on that. And as if that's not enough, with all these liberal teachers and these anarchists teaching and indoctrinating our kids, we now have the Confucius Institute that has tentacles in 41 major educational institutions. And if you do not know what the Confucius Institute is, then I would recommend that you do some research and understand that these are the very tentacles. I mean, we talk about Russian influence, and there's some, you know, there's some spatterings of Chinese influence, but they're going to tamp that down a little bit, only because, you know, when you talk about Chinese influence, you got to look at the Bidens, you know, the Biden family, and all the corruption that resides there. You know, everybody, and seemingly, is aware of Hunter Biden, and lesser few of the remaining Biden family members who have been able to draw benefit from the vice president's position, and they were able to line their pockets quite well. And this is just China alone. We're not talking how many other governments that we don't even know about, that wherever the people's money goes to, then the Biden family and other political operatives find a way to access that money. And they tap into it, whether it's through some sort of foundation like the Clinton Foundation or other means in which they do that. They're like buzzards. And they see, when out of the goodness of the American people's heart, that we go to help, you know, other countries, well, then what will follow shortly behind are these sophisticated, you know, congressional elitists with their tentacles to make sure that they get a piece of that money. It is disgusting how this evolves. But Peter Schweitzer has been reporting on this. Luke Ruzziak, so many others, Dinesh D'Souza, have reported on this. But I'll tell you, all this corruption, this rank corruption, has been taking place that we've all seen and acknowledged from time to time that exists in our government. That will all go away, ladies and gentlemen. There's no Durham investigation after this. There's no other investigation into the FBI, CIA, and how they tried to undermine a duly elected president of the United States. Think about that.
Howie Mandel here. Let's use this September National Cholesterol Education Month as a chance to make our heart health a priority. In these uncertain times, it's more important than ever to take care of ourselves, and that includes high cholesterol management. Be sure to make time for exercise, stick with your heart-healthy diet, and keep taking your statin medication as prescribed by your doctor. Take it from me, it's how I'm managing my own cholesterol, and my heart health is better than ever.
That was actor and comedian Howie Mandel on his heart health tips. While lifestyle choices can help manage high cholesterol, this may not be enough. For some, a cholesterol-lowering medication called a statin may be prescribed. However, despite the benefits, 50% of patients stop taking their statin within the first year, which may lead to increased cardiovascular risk. Patients should talk with their doctor about any challenges in sticking with their statin. Visit TakeCholesterolToHeart.com for information about starting the conversation. This report is sponsored by Kowa Pharmaceuticals America, Inc.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. we will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your moment. Don't let the fight, you're golden. You've come so far, keep going. Here comes the comeback.
Bill Martinez.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. With us for the Pacific Legal Foundation is Mark Miller. Mark, good to have you with us. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I wanted to talk to you specifically about this ongoing hypocrisy of these blue state governors, particularly in New York, with what Governor Cuomo did with his quarantine exemption. I mean, we go from very draconian restrictions on everyday citizens, and all of a sudden, I guess if you have some star status, you get to get special exemptions, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely the case. What we're seeing all across the country is, you know, highlighted by Governor Cuomo, is these leaders that we've elected will tell us that they have to impose very restrictive rules and orders, not laws, but these are executive orders, governor orders, or even local government official, elected officials' orders, and they have to restrict our liberty because we don't want to see the spread of COVID. And we can say, okay, that makes sense. We're willing to concede some degree of liberty to protect, you know, our elderly particularly, and make sure that COVID does not, you know, cull so many people as we're afraid of.
Yes.
At the same time, they create carve-outs and exceptions for celebrities. And Cuomo last week with the MTV Video Music Awards, who knew that was a thing, he said, well, Lady Gaga, Ariana Grande, anyone coming in from California who's a celebrity, which California is a hot button state with COVID, if they can come in from California, and they don't have to quarantine, even though if I was coming in from California as a Pacific Legal Foundation lawyer, I wouldn't be able to go to any event. I'd have to be quarantined for 2 weeks. But that didn't apply to Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande.
Well, this is amazing, but it's in typical form of how Governor Cuomo has been running his state. I mean, he was issuing big fines, up to $10,000 against New Yorkers and New York visitors who travel out of state to COVID-19 hotspot states, but refuse to quarantine for 2 weeks after arriving in New York. I can tell you, being in Florida, we have, and I think even to this day, New Yorkers coming down into Florida without any kind of restrictions. And even at one point, Governor DeSantis had cut off the flow from New Yorkers driving into Florida off the 10, 75, and even Louisiana. That connection there on the northwest portion of the state. So there's been some vigilance. But meanwhile, New Yorkers, it doesn't apply to them. I mean, they come in with their New York state of mind, and you know, they're in a quarantine state, restricted, and they come to Florida and they're playing golf the next day without any kind of concern of to what they may be possibly bringing to Florida.
Yeah, we saw it in Florida early on, where Governor DeSantis took some positions where he was creating carve-outs for business friends. The most sort of infamous that I saw was with the WWE, the professional wrestlers, where he, you know, he did impose at the beginning pretty strong business restrictions, and he encouraged the counties to do so. At the time, really didn't know much about how bad COVID-19 was going to be, and so it was understandable. But then he created an exception for WWE wrestlers and said that the WWE there in Orlando, that they could go forward. And that seems a little inconsistent. Now, to his credit, he very quickly then reopened, and he relented and allowed many businesses to reopen. And so the hypocrisy wasn't quite as obscene as the Governor Cuomo hypocrisy. And certainly when you talk about that I-75 coming into the state from the Midwest, or I-95 coming in on the East Coast, there, whether you're a celebrity or not, you're going to get stopped. I think they were just randomly stopping cars. The bottom line, or I-10 coming in from Alabama, if you got stopped, you got stopped. And he wasn't, treating people differently. And that was a much better way. If you're going to impose restrictions, at least do it fairly to everyone across the board, so that we don't think you're just playing favorites and really not really restricting liberty for everybody, but playing favorites. That's not a recipe to get us to obey the rule.
Right. Well, Mark, this may be an unfair question to ask of an attorney, but, and I'm sure you get asked this kind of off the record anyway, is how long do we put up with this? I mean, we've got this blatant hypocrisy going on, of course, demonstrated here last week with, the leader of the House in California getting her hair done. Before that, you had Lori Lightfoot in Chicago, exclaiming that, look at, I do TV appearances. I got to make sure I look good. So this hypocrisy is quite rich, but the people, for a period of time saying, look at, I'm willing to suspend for what is perceived to be the greater good, to suspend my liberties. But meanwhile, they continue to go on and on. And how do we recapture, how do we reclaim these liberties when you have these governors and these elected officials who are willing to throw out the U.S. Constitution?
I think that's an excellent question. It's the $64,000 question right now. I think as time goes on and we see the fatality rate has dropped and the infection rate perhaps has gone up, but we're not seeing any sort of consistency between fatality rate and infection rate, you would hope that our elected leaders will concede that they need to relent. Talking of hypocrisy out of California with Pelosi with the hairstylist, I think I saw a story this morning out of California that they're allowing gyms for elected officials in California to open.
Yeah, I saw that.
But not the private gyms where you need to go to or in California. And that's our reason. And you would hope that people will speak up and say, look, if we're going to allow protesting to go forward and we don't see a spike in numbers, which best I can tell, none of these protests have led to a spike in numbers. And if we're going to allow government gyms to be open so the government officials can work out, then we need to allow private citizens to work out.
Exactly.
It's for us. And right now, it's sort of reversed. And again, at the beginning of the pandemic in March, I was the first one to say, this country has seen since the beginning, since its founding, we've seen significant epidemics that cause government to restrict travel, for example, in 1790, in Philadelphia, New York, the roads were shut down because of yellow fever. And our founding fathers knew that, and it was an understood power. But when we don't see numbers as extreme, thank goodness, that as were being predicted, we have to hold our leaders accountable, ultimately both them out of office, you would hope,
right.
And then see judges step up. That's the reason for separation of powers. Judges need to step up and say enough is enough.
Right. Well, and we had the CDC report last week, which the media did everything they could to throw a blanket over it. They really have squashed that number. And this came from the CDC. It did not come from the White House. The CDC said that the actual number of deaths have been a lot less. I mean, probably around 1,000 of deaths that were that could be attributed solely to COVID-19.
You know, I'm somebody who tries to look at things as a glass half full and not say, woe is us as a country. We've been through a lot of bad things. And my hope is with the schools opening up here in the fall, and, you know, here, my wife is an assistant principal at a private high school. They've been open for 2 weeks. They have not had problems with viruses. They haven't with it spreading. My hope is, and now is again the fall after Labor Day and schools up. Northeast and the rest of the country are opening, and we don't see a spike, that our elected officials will take their foot off the gas and start allowing us to live our lives. And, of course, we'll probably continue to wear masks in a cautious sense, but not under threat of government, you know, penalty, a fine, or jail time. That's really, it's one thing to ask us to sort of look out for our fellow man. That sort of appeals to our better angels. But it's another to tell us you're going to go to jail if you don't do that. That's not American.
No, without a doubt. And then, of course, we saw, particularly in California, the pressure that is placed on churches. I mean, clearly, in violation of a First Amendment right, the right to assemble.
You know, the pressure on churches has been, you know, the most extreme and also offensive in that our justices at the Supreme Court in a 5-4 vote decided they were not going to intervene. There, of course, four dissenters who thought it was outrageous. But I would applaud the way some of the church leaders adopted. For example, there was the Las Vegas case, the Nevada case that went to the Supreme Court that said casinos could be open much in a much higher level of people attending casinos than churches.
Yeah.
The church that had taken that case all the way to the Supreme Court and lost said, you know what, we'll rent space at the casino so that we can have our church event or Sunday service at the casino. And so that is a way of sort of sticking your finger in the eye of our, you know, quote-unquote betters at the Supreme Court who are not recognizing that what the First Amendment is supposed to be here, which is we don't interfere with churches, they don't get special treatment, you know, that it should be, you know, free exercise of religion, you know, and separation of church and state. When the state starts trying to impose restrictions on churches like that, all our rights are really in danger. I applaud the churches who've taken the cases all the way up to the state Supreme Court, and in this case that we're talking about Nevada, the U.S. Supreme Court. And I would hope that the dissenters will win the day as these cases continue to percolate up to the Supreme Court.
Agreed. Senior attorney with the Pacific Legal Foundation, Mark Miller, has been our guest. Mark, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it. Take care.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.